She sprinted across an open field in northern Tashik, a little over a week's travel from Azimir. The place was overgrown with brown grass a foot or so high. The occasional trees were tall and twisty, with trunks that looked like they were made of interwoven vines, and branches that pointed upward more than out. They had some official name, but everyone she knew called them drop-deads because of their springy roots. In a storm, they'd fall over flat and just lie there. Afterward, they'd pop back up, like a rude gesture made at the passing winds. Lift's run startled a group of axe hinds who had been grazing nearby. The lean creatures leaped away on four legs with the two front claws pulled in close to the body. Good eating, those beasties. Barely any shell on them. But for once, Lift wasn't in the mood to eat. She was on the run.
"Mistress!"
Windle, her pet Voidbringer, called. He took the shape of a vine, growing along the ground beside her at superfast speed, matching her pace. He didn't have a face at the moment, but could speak anyway, unfortunately.
"Mistress," he pled, "can't we please just go back?"
"Nope." Lift became awesome. She drew on the stuff inside of her, the stuff that made her glow. She slicked the bottom of her feet with it and leaped into a skid. Suddenly the ground didn't rub against her at all. She slid as if on ice, whipping through the field. Grass startled all around her, curling as it yanked down into stone burrows. That made it bow before her in a wave. She zipped along, wind pushing back her long black hair, tugging at the loose overshirt she wore atop her tighter brown undershirt, which she tucked into her loose-cuffed trousers. She slid and felt free, just her and the wind. A little wind spren, like a white ribbon in the air, started to follow her. Then she hit a rock. The stupid rock held firm. It was held in place by little tufts of moss that grew on the ground and stuck to things like stones, holding them down as shelter against the wind. Lift's foot flashed with pain, and she tumbled in the air, then hit the stone ground face first. Reflexively, she made her face awesome, so she kept right on going, skidding on her cheek until she hit a tree. She stopped there, finally. The tree slowly fell over, playing dead. It hit with a shivering sound of leaves and branches. Lift sat up, rubbing her face. She'd cut her foot, but her awesomeness plugged up the hole, healing it plenty quick. Her face didn't even hurt much. When a part of her was awesome, it didn't rub on what it touched. It just kind of glided. She still felt stupid.
"Mistress,"
Windle said, curling up to her. His vine looked like the type fancy people would grow on their buildings to hide up parts that didn't look rich enough. Except he had bits of crystal growing out of him along the vine's length. They jutted out unexpectedly, like toenails on a face. When he moved, he didn't wiggle like an eel. He actually grew, leaving a long trail of vines behind him that would soon crystallize and decay into dust. Voidbringers were strange. He wound around himself in a circle, like rope coiling, and formed a small tower of vines. And then something grew from the top, a face that formed out of vines, leaves, and gemstones. The mouth worked as he spoke.
"Oh, mistress," he said, "can't we stop playing out here, please? We need to get back to Azimir."
"Go back?" Lift stood up. "We just escaped that place."
"Escaped? The palace? Mistress, you were an honored guest of the Emperor. You had everything you wanted, as much food, as much—"
"All lies," she declared, hands on hips. "To keep me from noticing the truth. They was going to eat me." Windle stammered. He wasn't so frightening for a Voidbringer. He must have been like the void bringer all the other ones made fun of for wearing silly hats. The one that would correct all the others and explain which fork they had to use when they sat down to consume human souls.